From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has now been arrested, according to Cypriot officials. It's over. The hijacker has been arrested, according to the Cypriot Ministry of Affairs announcement on its Twitter account Tuesday. Officials have identified the man as Saif Eldin Mustafa, but it was not clear what his motives were for hijacking the Egypt airplane. Meanwhile, the Cyprus Foreign Ministry said the man was psychologically unstable. The ministry's permanent secretary, Alexandros Zenon, said, "This is not about terrorism. This is about the individual action of a person who is psychologically unstable." Almost all of the 55 passengers on board were allowed to leave the plane, which was originally due to fly from Alexandria to Cairo. Visit VOA for more on the latest developments on this story. Ukraine's parliament Tuesday accepted the resignation of General Prosecutor Viktor Shonkin. He has been criticized for not doing enough to tackle corruption. The move comes a day after hundreds of protesters rallied outside the president's office calling for him to step down. Last month, the Deputy Prosecutor General Vitaly Kosako resigned from his post, accusing Shonkin of blocking corruption investigations. U.S. law enforcement authorities Monday say they have been able to access data on the iPhone used by a shooter in last year's San Bernardino, California attacks. The government has dropped legal action to require phone maker Apple to help them unlock that phone. It was seeking the data as part of an investigation into the mass shooting, which left 14 people dead. Apple had been fighting that order that required it to write new software to disable the passcode protection. This is VOA News. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said Tuesday that he would meet President Barack Obama at a nuclear summit in Washington this week amid differences over Syria and Turkey's domestic policy direction. Erdogan is to be among more than 50 world leaders at the nuclear security summit Thursday and Friday. There has been intense speculation in the Turkish media as to whether he would meet Obama, with some suggesting a failure to do so would be a deliberate U.S. snub. Erdogan told a news conference in Istanbul, spoke to a news conference before his departure for the United States. In his comments to reporters, he says, "A meeting has been planned with Mr. Obama. Talks were made for that. There will be a meeting similar to the talks we held during the G20 summit. Because I'm not going there for bilateral talks upon Mr. Obama's invitation, I'm going there for the summit. As you know, more than 50 world leaders will attend that summit. We will hold talks with most of them. We will also meet on the sidelines of the summit." NATO member Turkey is part of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq, but the two allies are sharply divided over Kurdish militia in northern Syria. The Turkish president's comments come as Turkey and the United States on Monday agreed that a political settlement this year is possible on the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. It's been divided for four decades. The statement came during a meeting in Washington between Secretary of State John Kerry and his Turkish counterpart, Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu.
"We are hoping to reach a settlement in Cyprus in 2016. Turkish side is ready. Due to the elections in South, it has been slightly slowed down. But after the elections, we are hoping to reach a settlement, and United States is giving its full support to this process, as well as Turkey."
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the U.S. is deeply committed to and involved in the talks on Cyprus. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe welcomed Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe as an iconic leader Monday in discussions to strengthen their country's bilateral relations. Mr. Mugabe, in a press conference after the ceremony, said the two countries had agreed on issues, including the need to reform the UN Security Council.
"Zimbabwe and Japan concur on the need to reform the United Nations Security Council. It is my sincere hope that global efforts will be redoubled to achieve a more inclusive and fully democratic United Nations Security Council."
Again, that is Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. He also said there was an abundance of opportunities for Japanese business in his country and that Japan should take advantage of special economic zones. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.